This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Now, you've been hearing a bunch of stuff about gerrymandering, and you've been seeing the murder turtle talking about the insurrection and everything else. And there's a few things that haven't changed with all of these little distractions they're trying to throw your way. And that is that the Democratic Party is going to be crushed in November. And this time around, it would be really nice if we didn't do one thing. Because there will be a temptation to sigh and wipe our brow and think, good, we're safe. But we're never safe. If you take that and you accept that premise, we're never safe. So instead of relaxing in 2023, the GOP needs to go on the attack. And think Attila the Hun charging at the head of his horde. Think George Patton leading the Third Army. Think Brian Stelter, who is a potato, when he sees a buffet. We need to crush their dreams and make them howl in the run-up to 2024, when we will retake the presidency and put a sharpened stake through the shriveled heart of the leftist monster. And we will have power soon. And we must use it. They will cry. And when we do, we must drink their tears. And let's understand, because many of us don't, there are limitations on what we can and cannot do in 2023 and 2024, because we will not control the executive branch. Rand Paul Badfinger, if he is not driven to resign by his masters in the wake of the inevitable 2022 electoral bloodbath, has only one bad choice among many worse ones, which would be to double down and fight the strong GOP majorities for two miserable years as our enemies around the world rack up even more humiliating wins over an America hobbled by the left who hate it and the bungling Boltonian Hulk bros who think America should invade pretty much everywhere. Now, what can a party with a firm grasp on the legislative branch but not on the executive branch do? And that's especially pertinent because, the filibuster will remain in effect, something the Democrats will be thanking Manchin and Sinema for, come Inauguration Day 2025. We can still do five vital things. We can investigate. We can push the brakes. We can refuse to confirm. We can punish enemies, and we can impeach. Now, do these things break the norms? Because all of a sudden, the Democrats will be howling for the norms. The media minions will be howling for the norms. No, they are the norms. They are the new rules the Democrats played by. And we're just going to show that they actually played themselves on this one. So let's start with the power to investigate. Hunter Biden, you might want to snort a thick rail of Miralax to purge those innards, because we're going to do a colonoscopy every seedy business, every scummy business deal you ever did for Mr. 10%. And am I eager for the January 6th committee to explore all the ways this kangaroo court violated the rights of citizens in a quest to suppress and oppress the enemies of the Democrats and the Democrat fellow travelers? That's definitely one thing we need to do. We need to expose the truth of this total disgrace. And I can't wait until it issues communication subpoenas for the newly unemployed Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, for Adam Schiff and for Eric Swalwell. Let's get those Fang Fang texts. That sounds like using your power to retaliate against political opponents in order to secure a partisan advantage. Yeah, it does a little bit, but what are they going to do about it? Because these are the new rules, and we are powerless to disobey these now, because these are the new rules. Next, we need to push the brakes. The GOP will not be able to pass laws, but they can refuse to pass laws. And we must do that mercilessly. Extreme prejudice. And we have a slight advantage in that our constituents are neither government employees or welfare cheats, so less government hurts them more. And we must strategically refuse to fund things that almost everyone hates and let Krusty, the congressional Dems, Pelosi, will be long gone, enjoying the graft she sucked out of D.C. back in Cali, publicly fight for them. Take CRT, please. Pass a budget with this caveat. Not one penny shall be spent on any CRT/diversity crap. Let the Dems howl and let President Asterisk veto it and make them die on CRT Hill. There's a lot of other things that we need to do, like defund and disestablish the FBI and NPR, that you might want to wait for the next GOP president for, but you can still cut their budget. Let that demented old freak hold up signing a welfare bill and denying free money to bums because the GOP sliced the Volvo radio station budget 33%. And remember, the idea is always to use pain applied to one Democrat constituency to force the Dems to publicly fight for another unpopular Democrat constituency. Next step will be to refuse to confirm Biden nominees. Now, the murder turtle will still be in place, even though he's out there right now trying to make sure that the GOP is not the party of Trump. And he specializes in that particular little thing. The Democrats hamstrung Trump in part by delaying nominees. So now they get to suffer and learn. And, of course, some can be confirmed if they are only semi-loony for a price. But a Supreme Court justice after January 2023? Not happening. A lot of institutions have crossed us over the last few years. And that's because our soft leaders failed to demonstrate that they do so at their own peril or at our peril. The GOP is learning a bit. Chamber of Commerce betrayed us and is now dead to us and let its head be posted on a pike to encourage the others. Institutions need to understand that choosing to side with our enemies has consequences. And they now must earn back any favor. And we need to make sure that any lobbying group or media group or corporate board or whatever that hires traitors like Cheney or Kinzinger gets nothing from the GOP. Nothing. That door is shut tight. We must reestablish that screw with our people, you know, and show that there's pain in that particular arena. And then there's impeachment. Trump was faux impeached twice for nonsense. Biden is willfully violating law by throwing open the border. He must be held to account for refusing to enforce laws passed by Congress and signed by the president. Let the Democrats, fresh from their own fake mud democracy bleeding, explain why they support someone actively subverting democracy. Because after all, what else can you call the willful refusal to enforce the laws passed by the people's representatives? And the application of the Democrats' new rules during the new pre-new president time may make the Democrats yearn for the old rules. And they will cry and we will laugh. And after they have sufficiently suffered, because they have to suffer to train them that they never, ever, ever get a free pass, we can discuss going back to the old rules. But they get to go first. And there will be Republicans without spine to avenge the base upon the people who have screwed it. And they better not listen to them. Weakness will only encourage our enemies and will earn the hatred of the base. The road from 2008 to today is strewn with the shredded career carcasses of rhinos and squishes who placed beltway consensus over victory. And this is all serious stuff. The establishment has stolen our jobs, threatened our freedom, allowed criminals to run rampant, gotten our sons and daughters killed in useless wars. We are now in a period of what is truly life and death. This is not the time nor the place to go soft. We have to make them understand that we understand their rules. And not only do we understand them, we're going to embrace them. But we're going to bring back things that the country actually liked. And then what? We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. In the good old days, the gun grabbers only went after your high-capacity magazines, or what they said was an assault weapon, and called it a day. They were the butters for the Second Amendment, as in, I support the Second Amendment, but. And then they went on from there, proving they had no use for you or your guns. This was before they came up with the brilliant idea of defunding the police, because we all know the best way to control crime is to stop catching criminals or keeping them in jail. And it usually helps to feel these ideas rather than think about them. That's the only way that makes sense, or at least if you're AOC. Then, to the surprise of no one except the anti-liberty left, crime skyrocketed out of control and everybody ran out to buy guns. This confused the feelings over logic, folks, to no end. They know that guns are bad. They know that guns cause violence because that's what they repeat to themselves like a religious catechism. So what's a good Democrat to do in the face of wrong think? They had to make a change to their worldview, which is, of course, all very progressive, taking into account new circumstances and new realities for the 21st century. Unlike us, the Neanderthals of the right, they are responsible human beings, so they're the only ones who should own guns. And suddenly, it all becomes so clear. It all makes sense once again. They can own guns without any guilt and still want to confiscate them from everybody else, except for the criminals, because they're victims of society. And it's too tough to take them away, so they'll just leave them alone. Now, their problem is figuring out how to take all those guns from their political opponents and not look like total hypocrites. I'm actually making that part up. The Democrats have never cared about looking like hypocrites. So they look to socialist nations of the past. Germany, Russia, Venezuela, Cuba. And they took a page from their history. They started with registration to keep everybody safe from crime because their top consideration after, you know, that's always their top consideration after eliminating cash bail. Then they need to make sure everyone has his guns in one place and not hidden away from them. And finally, they had their handy-dandy, and without the pesky-due process to get in the way, unconstitutional gun confiscation or so-called red flag laws to selectively take them whenever it was necessary. But in order for this to work, first of all, they needed to know who owned the guns and what they had. Forcing registration is a good strategy for this. Who cares if it's blatantly against the law? Because it's for the children, and breaking the law is always the best way to maintain it. Consequently, they began with having the folks tasked with taking care of the moonshine, illegal cigarettes, and sawed-off shotguns illegally compile the old data from gun sales. Later, field agents from the catch-all bureaucracy, the ATF, also known as the AFT, according to President Houseplant, they would also scan new versions of the firearms transaction record form with all the pertinent data all in one convenient place for confiscation, something that always seems to warm the cockles of the authoritarian fascist hearts everywhere. And somehow, the people who only pretend to care about liberty and falsely call themselves liberals love this sort of illegal overreach that violates multiple parts of the Bill of Rights. They don't see a problem with Big Brother having all this information on innocent people. Situational ethics is fine for them when it comes to your guns. Try compiling lists of who's had an abortion and watch them go high dudgeon on you. Now, what's a gun grabber to do when he isn't sure someone's guns aren't going to be in one place? Well, that's pretty easy too. Demand safe storage requirements. And just like it says, they're going to want you to keep all your guns in an expensive and heavy safe, all ready for when the SWAT team comes a-calling at 3 a.m. to confiscate your guns. We can't fault them for violating any truth in advertising laws for this one. The wording is perfectly plain. They're just lying through their false teeth in why they want these extra burdens to exercise a common-sense civil right. Anti-liberty leftists also love to twist the authoritarian knife just a little bit more by throwing reporting requirements into the mix. Now, believe it or not, and you, I don't know, you may be conditioned to not believe it, your guns are private property, so we're talking about private property here, so they don't have a leg to stand on when they want to control your guns, but they want to do it anyway. This is their idea of fun. Just so they can control your property a little more, make their gun-grabbing dreams a reality. Finally, there's the piece de resistance, the ultimate goal they have always denied, unconstitutional gun confiscation orders. much like disgusting things that you find in nature, like excrement. They're known by many names, red flag laws, URPOs, gun violence restraining orders. It's almost as if a committee of collectivists got together and decided to craft a law that would violate a record number of constitutional amendments. And these Second Amendment abominations violate the 6th, the 8th, two parts of the 5th for good measure, while infringing on the 1st and the 4th, which is one magic loogie of civil rights law. Then on top of everything else, the gun grabbers want to add some fluffy white frosting to their authoritarian cake. The masters of overreach decided they just had to combine their two favorite activities in the whole wide world, restricting something beyond belief and hitting everyone up with taxes, fees, and insurance requirements at the same time to make people pay for the privilege. Because there's nothing they like better than to force people to do something and make them pay for it at the same time. Aren't you glad we have them to look out for us and make sure we don't have too much extra cash? I mean, I know I am. Segueing a little bit, Beto is out there again. He's campaigning. He wants to be the governor of Texas. And, well, if you look at the polls in Texas right now, his campaign is in serious trouble. But the biggest sign the Democrat is failing to make inroads with the Texas voters came on Tuesday, because he was stumping for votes in Tyler. Now, 3 years ago, less than 3 years ago, he declared during a presidential primary debate that, hell yeah, he was coming for your AR-15 or your personal defense weapon if he was elected to the White House. And here we are in 2022, and suddenly he has a very different message for Texas voters. And speaking to reporters, he also took a question about his controversial stance on guns and remarks made in 2019 about taking away AR-15s and AK-47s. He said, and I quote, "I'm not interested in taking anything from anyone. What I want to make sure is that we do is defend the Second Amendment. I want to make sure that we protect our fellow Texans far better than we're doing right now, and that we listen to law enforcement, which Greg Abbott refused to do. He turned his back on them when he signed the permitless carry bill that endangers the lives of law enforcement in a state, seeing more cops and sheriff's deputies gunned down than in any other." So this guy went from being gun grabber number one to, Captain Conservative overnight, basically. And in the same breath, while he's talking about protecting the Second Amendment, in that same breath, he declares that protecting our right to keep and bear arms means criminalizing carrying a gun without a government permission slip. Texas, are you guys looking at this? And his response is incoherent to me, but I don't know how stupid he thinks the voters of Texas are. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
9 Phoenix police officers were injured and 5 were shot during an altercation Friday that unfolded following an original call of a woman who had been shot in a home. A suspect opening fire on the first officer on the scene and then shot at other officers as they tried to rescue a baby left outside the front door by another individual. Phoenix Police Chief Jerry Williams, speaking about the incident late Friday afternoon, expressing her anger.
A baby innocently in the middle of a barrage of gunfire. This has to stop.
The FDA is giving the green light to a new monoclonal antibody drug. The drug has been found effective against the Omicron variant of COVID-19. The FDA giving emergency use authorization for the drug to be used in both adult and pediatric patients. USA Radio News. The FDA is issuing a recall on rapid COVID-19 tests made in South Korea because they were imported illegally. The FDA is saying the standard Q COVID-19 AG home test kits manufactured by SD Biosensor have not been approved or authorized by the U.S. government. Officials say if you have one of these test kits, throw it away immediately. If you have already used one, the FDA says to get retested with an approved kit from the list that can be found at FDA.gov. Consumer sentiment is seeing a sharp decline. The University of Michigan's early reading for this month fell more than 8% from January, its lowest level in a decade. The survey noting the stunning decline reflects less confidence in the government's economic policies, with nearly half of all consumers expecting less income this year. This is USA Radio News.
The first 10 amendments to our country's constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. SaveGCN.com. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. You may select all of those choices. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour, and I have a busy throat. Dateline, Washington, D.C. Now, remember, we, they stopped an insurrection there recently in D.C., yeah. But you know what they're not stopping? They're not stopping thugs. Let me give you a rundown. Last Wednesday night, a woman was attacked while she drove with her 11-month-old child 3 blocks from Union Station, 5 blocks from the Supreme Court. Criminal held her at knife point as he forced his way into her car. He went right past the bright baby on board sticker. Video surveillance recorded her desperate screams and pleas for mercy echoing through the streets. And a passing pedestrian just kept on walking. That particular perpetrator is still at large. 2 weeks earlier, just across the river, a gang of gunmen stole the car from a candidate for city council as he filled his tank. And this was a very high-speed, well-coordinated, thought-out operation. Launched in broad daylight from an SUV, and it looked more like Baghdad than the United States. Those guys are still at large. At 10 in the morning, a month prior, at a small park across the street from the city's city police's 1st District substation, a father walking with his 2 young children were attacked by a vagrant throwing bricks. And as he was bleeding from his head, he begged his attacker to let his infant baby and toddler be. But the man threw a second brick, fracturing the face of his 11-month-old baby girl in her stroller, leaving her with 12 stitches across her face. A neighbor running out after he heard the screams found the father covered in blood, cradling his screaming baby. 1 week before, just 2 blocks away in busy Eastern Market, a man smashed a brick over a young mother's head while she was walking with her child. Both of her front teeth were knocked out, and this man escaped and is still at large. Now, those are sort of like highlights. The nights between these awful attacks are filled with stolen cars and break-ins and carjackings and assaults and robberies and homicides. But you would never guess that D.C. is a city in crisis. Because this past year, they literally suffered the largest percentage drop in population in the United States, while homicides increased by 15% from how the D.C. City Council is spending its time and money. Now, you know they've embraced Black Lives Matter. You know they want statehood. In the 2022 budget, they cut the police department by 7.8%. So fighting back, the mayor requested a supplemental $11 million to hire 170 officers to work toward replacing the 400 who quit or retired since 2020's Black Lives Matter riots. But even that was thwarted by this council, particularly arch anti-police member Charles Allen. And a compromise led by Allen, the council approved only $5 million of the emergency request, enough to hire a mere 60 recruits, sending the remaining $6 million of the emergency request to community violence interrupters, which is an activist fantasy with little data to support its efficiency. The council also made sure to award themselves, you know, increasing the budget for public election financing, a program that makes it so every dollar a resident donates to them earns them another $5 from the taxpayer. The system is allegedly designed to give everyone a chance and curtail corporate influence corruption. But in practice, it protects incumbents with higher name recognition, multiplying their larger hauls by 5 times, effectively burying the lesser-known challenger. Now, to her credit, Mayor Muriel Bowser had opposed the campaign finance overhaul in 2018. But after signing the bill, she claimed she'd been convinced by the outpouring of voter support for her taking tax dollars to strengthen their democracy. She wrote, "I have heard them and I have been moved by their passion." She was also moved by the $2 million that her campaign got from the program. One Democratic consultant in a city council campaign bragged to Axios, "People are stoked. People really feel empowered." But the council's largesse doesn't extend to the public safety. In the same period of time, they quadrupled their public campaign contributions. They've cut $100 million from the police and overseen a simultaneous 36% increase in homicides. And they wrote in a press release explaining the decision to cut the police's budget yet again. "Residents want safety, not politics." Not all was lost, though. They managed to find $1.4 million for the Office on Asian and Pacific Islander Affairs, an office that supports things like multicultural development, including a Dominican Republic culture party called Fiesta DC. They also approved $6.3 million for the Office of Latino Affairs, which operates along the same lines. And the top result of a Google News search for this office's most recent community impact is an article titled, "They're Targeting Latinos. D.C. Leaders Asked to Help After Robberies of Contractors." The article tells the story of a rash of armed robberies targeting Hispanic immigrant construction workers. One criminal arrested last month was suspected of at least 19 other attacks. One victim said it happens on a weekly basis. This is your typical blue city. This is where all the crime surge that you heard about for 2021-2020 occurred in blue cities. Now, where I live in South Carolina, I live in the upstate. The Midlands has always had, they have a little shopping area down in Columbia, South Carolina called Five Points. And during the day, that belongs to the fine citizens of Columbia, and at night it becomes the playground for the Bloods and the Crips. And this is the thing. This is the thing that I don't. And this is how bad we have gotten here. In Columbia, they know where the Bloods and the Crips are. In Chicago, they know where the gang members are. We know where all these guys are, all these bad actors. And yet, we don't go get them. We do not go get them. And I'm going to tell you why we don't get them. I'm going to tell you why there's not been a law passed. Or, you know, for all of these emergencies, we see some of these states, declaring and everything. I'm going to tell you why none of this ever gets passed and why we don't ever go after the bad actors. Because if they actually were, if they unleashed the police to go do their job, and the cops didn't have to worry about being called racist and murderers and all this other stuff, and this is not to say, mind you, that they don't have a bunch of missteps from time to time. But if there was no reason for them to fear that somebody would be coming after them, it would get better. And when things get better, and you don't need politicians, when you don't need leftist politicians, then that makes them worry about their power. Because when you're not worried about crime, then you're going to be worried about things like how much a gallon of gas costs and how much food costs and is there actually food on the shelves and, things like that. You're going to be looking at things going, why in 2018 were things so much cheaper than they are now if Trump was the Antichrist? So for them, Washington, D.C. is a boon. It is a boon to their power, because they fully believe that if they can have their Cloward and Piven fantasy across the board with every aspect of your life, public safety, money, all that, you're going to come crawling to them, that you're going to come begging them to let them run your life. They want you to come to them and say, I'll give up my liberty if you'll take care of these bad guys. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway? Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
One more time, shall we? This is Gun Owners News Hour. You know, prior to the Trump election, social media was good. It was good for conservatives. It was good for gun owners. It was good for everybody. YouTube developed into a virtual test platform. So if you wanted to look at a gun, but you didn't know anything about the gun, and you didn't want to buy the gun to find out whether you'd like it or not, you could watch Hickok 45 shoot it on his range. And you could get an idea how good it would be and whether you would like it or not. And there was a slew of these guys that did really good reviews out there. I know a few of them. Very good, well, in-depth reviews. On Facebook, the Tea Party used Facebook very, very effectively. Coordinated events, communications, all that stuff. Twitter became the blurts. You know, it was an internet blurt, and if you could get enough followers, then they would know where you were, and they could convene with you there, and stuff. That was before Trump got elected. When Trump got elected, all that changed. Now, big tech is our enemy, and they you know, unabashedly do a bunch of stuff that, you know, it's legal for them to do it because they own the platform, but they're not a platform anymore. Now they're publishers. Now, recently, Joe Rogan, who is the biggest podcaster on the planet, I've never understood why. I mean, he's good. He's engaging. He's intriguing. But, I mean, he doesn't stand for anything. He's a free thinker. And he wants what he wants. And that's what he believes in. And Spotify lured Joe Rogan away from YouTube for $100 million. Then he said some things about masking and COVID and some other stuff. And then Neil Young and, you know, Peter Frampton and a few other people, Joni Mitchell, I'm sure there's more. They decided you got to pull our music because you can't have us and Rogan too. So Rogan, who was courted by Spotify, he's still there, and most of them are already gone, the other people. But Rumble, who is partially owned by Dan Bongino, they offered Rogan $100 million because Spotify Spotify has always been sort of a fence sitter, in my opinion, on these things. They're out there right now, and they can't afford to say, well, we made a bad decision. Right? Now, Rumble is a much-needed competitor to YouTube. And I find it remarkable that they were even able to make that pitch. But it is growing fast. I put some videos on it myself. I don't get a bunch of views on it, and I haven't really cultivated it, but I actually have a presence there. And they serve like Parler as a critical test of our free market system and the resilience against monopoly power. See, one of the problems, like with YouTube, being a competitor to YouTube is a long haul, because they're the second largest search engine on the planet. But this experiment that's going on right now, as more and more open, truly free platforms begin to emerge, true platforms, it raises a major challenge to the big tech competitors who offer alternatives almost entirely on the basis of their approach to free expression, but they haven't distinguished themselves from their counterparts' unhealthy business models. Now, I watch a lot of YouTube, and in moderation, YouTube is great. In moderation, anything is right, but I trust the public to moderate their use of it more than I trust the government to moderate it for us. And this is basically the debate conservatives made against Michael Bloomberg's mayoral effort to ban Big Gulps. But instead, today, the Chinese government has taken an increasingly active role in moderating the individual's time on social media. Hoping to stay in the government's good graces, ByteDance makes Douyin users take a 5-second pause when they've been on the app for too long. Children's daily use is capped and confined to certain hours. And they're using a cost-benefit analysis that posits the social costs of excess Douyin use that are not worth the heightened financial benefits to the company and the country. It's the basic cost analysis lawmakers here apply to questions of regulatory oversight, from tobacco to seatbelts, but with a high-tech twist. And China wants their companies to be successful. We want, you know, Coca-Cola wants their drink. Anybody in business wants their business to be successful. So, the more time people spend on Douyin, or in America's case, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube, the better it is for them. But then again, once again, this comes down to you. The government, anytime we ask the government to step in and regulate certain things, that always weaponizes that in the event that somebody later, like a Barack Obama, comes along. The problem here, and I mean, I see this especially with the gun guys, we're in the throes of mass addiction and dependence. So that project becomes more difficult. And this is the situation in which we find ourselves now. Big tech is a public health emergency in the way some see big tobacco, but on an infinitely wider scale. We've transferred our personal and professional and political lives onto platforms designed to take us, you know, to affect us like slot machines. And there is no historical precedent for this. LinkedIn. I'm a non-paying member of LinkedIn. I will never be a paying member of LinkedIn. You know, LinkedIn is always talking about, well, we found a job for you in the food service, or in this, or in the that. And I'm like, oh, aren't I the lucky one? This is why, in a sense, classical liberalism, which is about liberty, has to be the savior of classical liberalism. Our contemporary interpretation of it may need some postmodern modifications, to be sure. But without free markets to boost competitors and a free press to hold power accountable, the solution would be outsourcing more personal decisions to a broken and bloated federal government, and that's not going to make anything any better. So, as conservatives join forces with heterodox centrists and liberals to build parallel institutions that compete with big tech, from Rumble to Parler to Gitter to all of the other future platforms, are participating in an absolutely critical experiment. It's perhaps the single most important effort in the country today. The only thing that can loosen us from the control of the poisonous platforms and their oligarchical executives. But we're replacing it with the same thing, with the same fix, just a different label. And public health concerns are as important as those regarding free expression. So this requires that the big tech competitors sacrifice user addiction in the hopes that people want to be less addicted and more free to speak openly. That's probably a very good bet. And when I discovered Facebook, I thought Facebook was the greatest thing I'd ever seen. I reconnected with people I hadn't talked to in decades. When I was young, I moved from one city to another in the same state. But back in the 70s, you may as well have moved to the other side of the planet. So there was no, you know, there was no cheap communication. So I just didn't hear from anybody for 30 some odd years. And then Facebook, I discovered Facebook. And then I tried MySpace, but MySpace didn't really, it wasn't really, you know, I didn't like it. But Facebook, you know, I could search a name and I would maybe find them. And I found some names. And I got to see what people look like. You know, and that can be quite addicting when you're out there like saying, well, you're like me going, hey, I wonder. Then for the people that are absolutely starved for attention, Twitter is probably a great thing as well. YouTube, probably the closest of the revolutionary things for me. Changed media. It has changed media. People that very good shows are on YouTube. And they don't have the bloat of a gigantic gigantic corporate structure going on. But social media is something that should not dominate your life, no matter who's putting it out there. Use it moderately, unless you're using it as a tool to put something out there and make a business out of it. Back again next week. Between now and then, stay awake, stay aware. This has been Gun Owners News Hour. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.